Every Wednesday, composer Bruce Adolph is here with a piano puzzler, and that was Bruce at the piano just now. And Bruce, I want to make sure I have this right, because this is a multi-layered piano puzzler that was in the style of Claude Debussy,
oui,
who wrote something called Clair de Lune.
Absolument.
But that was not his Clair de Lune. That was your version of Claude Debussy writing the children's tune, Clair de Lune.
Yes, Au Clair de la Lune.
Au Clair de la Lune.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It gets very messy.
A very messy piano puzzler there.
That's
but
right.
Very clever. Bruce Adolph always takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And George Hines is joining us from Pasadena, California. Hi, George.
Hi.
But you're not originally from Pasadena, right?
I'm not.
Where did you grow up?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
And I understand that you have some music in your background in Kalamazoo.
Oh, a little bit. I've studied piano for about 12 years and horn for 8.
Oh, nice combination, piano and horn. Ever played duets with yourself?
Not with myself. If I played bassoon, I might try a Schickele piece.
Right. Peter Schickele, well known for combining things in the worst possible way sometimes.
Indeed.
So, piano for 12 years. You must be really good. So I suspect Bruce is going to pick out something tough for you for a piano puzzler. George, are you ready for your piano puzzler?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. So, George, first of all, do you recognize the composer whose style Bruce was imitating there?
Well, I picked up some Führer Liszt, so I would guess Beethoven initially.
Ah, yes. So not only did you get the composer, but even a particular piece that Bruce was borrowing from, Führer Liszt by Beethoven. Well, that's great. That's half the puzzler out of the way right there.
Absolutely.
Now, what about the tune that was mixed in there?
I'm totally at a loss.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, before we get into what the tune was, Bruce, can you pull apart the Beethoven that you were throwing in there a little bit?
Well, I think this is one that people who've played the piano probably have had some contact with. It starts exactly like Führer Liszt, but it starts to tune into another turn, or turn into another tune right there. And then it comes back to Führer Liszt, and then it goes back to the tune. I find that there are quite a few melodies that fit in with Führer Liszt, and it kind of gives me nightmares occasionally. This is the second time I've had to write one out. And the tune is there the whole time with little interruptions or supporting fabric from Führer Liszt the entire time.
Now, is this a song from what you might call the American Songbook?
I think it can be found in the American Songbook, yes.
Okay.
It should be.
Well, I don't know.
It's a very big song.
It is a big songbook. I might have an idea about what this one is, but I wasn't sure the first time through. George, you want to hear this again?
Yeah, sure.
If I am thinking of the right song, there's a kind of corrupted version about a couple, Sam and Janet.
Yes, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sam and Janet.
Sam and Janet who?
Sam and Janet Evening.
Oh.
Some enchanted evening, you may meet a stranger. Well, George, you got the important part. You got the composer. You recognize the style of Beethoven in there, and Bruce had very cleverly interwove Some Enchanted Evening with a little bit of Beethoven in there. And George, where do you listen to public radio? Where do you hear us, George?
Well, when I get a chance out here in Pasadena, it's 105.1 KMZT, but I grew up in Kalamazoo with 102.1 WMUK.
A man well-versed in his local public radio stations wherever he goes. George Hines, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.